Kathy, Margaret.
Thank you. I also wanted to respond with all due respect, because I understand, Nicole, that you weren't here when a lot of these things happened. But in the last year, the fiscal year that we're being forced to use as our basis for a budget, there were a lot of anomalies. There was the money that was reassigned, donation that was reassigned. We were prevented from doing our usual mailings and were told by the national office to do this mailing from the national office. You know, so a lot of decisions were made. Our budgets were changed. The business manager would submit a budget, and then that budget would have been changed before it was vetted, the last two budgets. So I just feel that since we're being so strict with WBAI, it's only fair that Tony should be able to say, well, look, you know, let's, if we're going to look at the last year, then let's really look at it and give some deference or some consideration to the fact that WBAI was, in essence, controlled by the national office for this fiscal year. Okay. You know, our checks had to be sent back and forth. Everything was approved by the national office. We were prevented from doing the things that we felt we needed to do. And I think that that's important to consider when we look at this budget, because we're in a situation that has changed, where we have an actual permanent, well, nothing is permanent, but, you know, a full general manager that's been vetted and hired and is running the station now, as opposed to the interim general managers. So I just feel that what Tony is telling us is important to consider.
Sure. Margaret on the stack. Please. Yeah, Margaret.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you, Tony, for being here and really going through this. And listening to this, I feel in a way you've been through hell and back.
And back.
And we're going to survive. And really, you know, want to apologize that on behalf of this board, that you as a new GM had to walk into the mess that you did walk into. And then in the process of trying to clean it up, I think that you asked a question about somebody had donated some money this year, $100,000 or something like that, and you asked a question about that. Now, I haven't heard anybody answer that question yet, okay? And I think that it deserves an answer. You know, I really do. I also think that we all know about the financial, you know, problems that existed at BAI before Tony, but I really have to say that since I've been sitting on the board, and this is my second, about a year and a half, you know, every time the subject of WBAI comes up, I always feel like, yeah, you know, somehow it's like we talk about the ghetto. You know how you always think the ghetto, they've got all these problems, they're all this money, they ain't got no money, it's disorganized, it's whatever. You know, this is the experience we have all lived through and come through. And, you know, maybe the way I'm even able to talk about it this way, I'll blame it on Obama, okay, because, you know, kind of a discussion has started in this country. But I think we really have to get past that in dealing with WBAI. And if there is any smell of a double standard at BAI or anywhere within this network, it cannot be tolerated. And it has to be called out, and I appreciate you calling it out. That is not to let WBAI off the hook, mind you. You know, for any, you know, decisions or issues that brought the network, not only BAI, but is now impacting the entire network to this point. But because there are problems at WBAI, that does not mean that then there's a double standard in dealing with WBAI. And if there's an issue around major donors, and if there's an issue about legal fees, that needs to be cleaned up, and it needs to be cleaned up in a clear and straightforward way, and not this beating around the bush. We're not going to have this beating around the bush, because that is not the way this network is going to move forward. Finally, I just want to say that I myself had issues with the budget of WBAI before I saw not only the revised budget that came in, but also the notes that I really would have appreciated seeing If there were notes that were sent to the national office, it should have been distributed to each and every person here on the board so that we would have the opportunity to read it before today. So I'm really just going to leave it at that and to say that I agree that we have to perhaps tighten even a bit more than you're thinking is even possible, because that's just the situation that we're in. And also with Evelyn, that we really have to begin looking forward to how we're going to be able to raise money. But I would like this issue to be cleared up about the financial donors. I don't want it.
Okay, it was noted from the last. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have Nick, I have Dan, and I have Brian.
Point of information.
You know, who's a point of information, Jamie?
Yeah, do you remember when that happened, that with the $160,000 reallocation?
It was before I got there. I believe it was probably in early 2007 or late 2006, but the changing took place more recently, like in the beginning of this fiscal year.
Okay. Like around January?
I think so.
Even the changing took place before you came to the job?
I think it took place right around the changeover, because there were some visits to the bank and stuff like that.
All right. So now we have Nick, then we have Foundation Council, and Nicole, I'm sorry, and Brian.
You know, I'm starting to feel a little beat up here. Okay? I mean, I'm looking at everybody. We all walk into stuff. I walked into all kinds of stuff when I walked into the national office. I'm all for, you know, justice for all. I'm sorry if the notes weren't attached. We had to send out a box that we put together manually for your board book pleasure. If we don't get things on time, what am I supposed to do? This is not some kind of special targeting of WBAI. So, you know, things come in over the internet. I've got a printing deadline. I've got staff putting this together manually. So I'm tired of the drama. No, drama Obama, right? We are trying to right a ship that has 5 autonomous stations that are all linked together with a rapidly declining audience. I have been trying to get to some kind of transparency about the financial reporting of this institution, which has not been clear for many years. Things are old posted on the web. There's mythology around everything. I go to station visits. I find nests within nests. Nothing is clear. And we can't even get a staff roll sheet. So I'm just trying to, like, do what I can, stepping into whatever. And I've taken on a second job since July 15th. Now, I've heard some compliments about, wow, best financial reporting ever. Not from all corners, but I appreciate that. As does your hard work staff in a crappy little office in Berkeley. We don't have a beautiful view. We don't even have a back door. So our intent is to try to make sure that the place doesn't go into a 30-year debt, that we don't continue to replicate what we have seen happen over the past 2 years, which I came in calling the great enabling. And why that was enabled, I don't know why, whether it's political, whatever. All I know is that some bad habits were very enabled, and there has not been transparency. And we are doing our best to try to get there. Many of us walk in to all kinds of situations. I don't think the GM at KPFK has walked into an easier situation either than certainly what I walked into, much less the myths and the finger pointing. So I agree with Nia that we should breathe, but I also agree that we cannot continue to allow any kind of domino effect that just spirals and spirals and spirals. If we have an overarching principle that we are going to relook at all these things and use them as elastic, we have to do that. We have to look at the programming. We have to look at markets that have millions of people, and we're having a sliver of an audience. So let's pull down the drama. I don't know how we move forward with WBAI's budget. We can just vote it thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, I have a stack. I have Dan, Brian, and Tony.
Okay, what I have to say may be just another fly in the ointment here. But but it's a question that you should consider. And the question is this. Should the excess election costs caused by litigation be billed to the station or to the national office? Now, the reason I raise that as a question, I'm not making an argument, but the decisions that caused the litigation were decisions of the National Election Supervisor, who was hired by and reported to the national office. These were not decisions made by any manager at WBAI or any manager at KPFK, where we had the lawsuits. And they cannot, at least logically, be considered expenses that were intentionally or even negligently incurred by the stations where the lawsuits occurred. So, that's all.
Just point of information, how is the national office going to pay for that?
Okay.
Brian,
Tony, Carolyn.
I just want to parse up issues here a little bit because I feel like a lot has gotten on the table. And the question of fair treatment is an accounting question. We're talking about how things are booked and how they're acknowledged. And this is not, strictly speaking, a budget question. It's one that has to be dealt with because, for a variety of reasons, we want this uniform across the network, not just fairness, for proper accounting. There's also a process for dealing with this. If it can't get worked out at a staff level, this is exactly what an independent auditor works out. And that's what their job, and they're the final authority on these issues. I just want to say that because I think when we get into these things, things can get booked wrong. They do get booked wrong. Sometimes we feel we're being singled out. Sometimes it's just sloppiness, and it's completely blind to where it is or where it's coming from. But when we get into the recriminations, and you did this, and you did this, and you did this, it derails the conversations about how we're going to get out of the mess we're in. And that's the conversation we have to have around budgets. There's a bill for the litigation in New York. We can have a conversation about whether the check gets signed in New York or it gets signed in the national office, but we're all one foundation, and it's specific as money. And putting it in one place or the other isn't going to bring any more money in WBAI's doors, and it isn't going to bring any more money in the national office's doors. So what we have to focus on with these budgets is, do we have a spending plan that's going to keep us from going belly up and putting everybody out of work this year? Because that's the wall we're up against. That's the situation we've gotten ourselves into. So I'd encourage us to focus the conversation on the budget. There's a process for working out the other stuff, and I'm sorry it hasn't been worked out. We have an audit committee. We have an auditor, hopefully. There are venues for dealing with this.
Okay. I have Tony and Carolyn. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, just briefly, I just want to say that, Nicole, very mindful of the difficulty of the job that you've had and what you've had to do in order to try to get things right. I admire the amount of energy that you have and the amount of experience that you've brought to the task. So I just want to say I appreciate that, and that none of what I'm saying is a direct reflection on you. It's just that when there's specific things that are brought up, I feel like it's my job to give the counterview to that. But it has nothing to do with lack of respect for what you've tried to accomplish while you're here.
Thank you, Tony. Carolyn.
Thank you. I just want to address a couple of things. I have a motion regarding the legal fees. I think the legal fee question is important. As Dan pointed out, part of the question is who is responsible for the problem that caused such great fees. That comes down to not only whether the problem originated with the station or with the national hire or the national contractor, but whether, in fact, there was proper oversight of what happened and what the contractor did and what happened at the station. So there's plan, and it really does matter. I, with all due respect, I must disagree with the position that it doesn't matter where it's billed, because that affects our bottom line, and it might very well be the difference between an FTE or not. And so in the long run, it really does matter who gets billed for that mistake. I also want to mention that I agree Tony has done a terrific job. He's worked really hard under some very difficult circumstances, and I really hope that we can give him as much support as he deserves, which is a great deal. He just walked into an untenable situation, so I hope we all understand that and can continue helping him as much as possible. And looking at the problems that were not of his making, I feel that I have to agree that the last year or so, I feel that finances at our station have been manipulated, they have been moved around, they have been played with, and I am, I don't want to say too much more, but I'm totally appalled at the way in which the finances at the station were handled from the NO, from the national office, and I'm hope that that will stop from now on, and I'm glad to see that we're addressing these issues correctly. I think we've inherited a very bad hand at BAI, and we're trying to work with what we've been dealt. And I hope that the deck will be refreshed soon. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so there's Afia.
I don't want to, first of all, I want to say to Tony what I said on a previous NFC call about restoring the dignity of WBAI, which I think is critical. When I think of Pacifica, I think of WBAI. It's a station that I kind of grew up with being an East Coaster. Although I have my affection for Kay, having gone to law school in the Bay Area. Hey, sorry.
That's why we all have our affection for Kay growing up in the Bay Area.
But I take the mic to urge that we not overlook the point that Dan makes with regard to how liabilities and debts are characterized for two immediate reasons. First of all, it has to do with honesty in bookkeeping and burden sharing, number one. And number two, it has to do with how the members of the network view the network. It's like when in good times we're a network, in bad times we are five individual stations. And I think that it calls upon us to answer that question, to reorder our priorities and values, and to begin to operate as a network as opposed to five individual stations. Which means that when one is doing well, then all is doing well. And when one is doing poorly, then everybody's doing poorly. And we have to figure out a way to pull the whole network along. Because there's a much larger issue at stake. And that greater issue is the well-being of the world, excuse me, as represented by the communications network of which Pacifica is a primary hub. So I'm not sure whether a motion is in order or how we come back to this later, but it's certainly the question of the allocation in any national organization. The body that is responsible for making the decision is the body that is responsible for the consequences of those decisions. And it's rather cowardly, I think, to pass it off to its weakest link.
You know what? You remove the remark cowardly from that. What we're talking about is financial allocation, and that is a remark of disparagement, and I'm going to call you to order on that. Okay, so where we are, Margaret. Yeah. Margaret, if it's new.
I'm afraid I didn't get an answer to the question about the allocation of the donation that Tony asked about. And I spoke about the gift that came in of
I thought somebody was going to find out and get back to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I had asked.
I believe that was in the last fiscal year. I'm not sure.
It was this year, he said.
Well, Tony was, or Brian.
If the gift was in 07, as he said, and the reallocation was in January, it was probably done by our auditor. But no one here can answer it. You've got
right.
to go back
okay.
and look it up.
Okay.
That's
right.
It was?
It was. So it was last fiscal year. Didn't it close out with that audit? It was last fiscal year.
It bridged the 2 years.
Okay. Right when I came in.
I wasn't looking for an answer today.
Okay.
Though.
All right. So what we have on the table now is Rob Robinson's hand. Rob.
I'd like to just reflect with you for a minute. I think that what we have a responsibility to do now as the PNB is, number one, support this general manager in his attempts to turn around the situation. I don't think we want to discourage him any more than we want to disparage Nicole's efforts to date, because obviously they've both been working very hard. But there is an element of unreality in all of these budget questions, because one of the presumptions that we have set no goals for the Pacifica network to grow in terms of revenues or an audience, and we've watched our audiences shrink for 4 years. We've watched the revenue shrink, and we act like in this budget process, we act as if nothing that we do that's within our control can change those circumstances. My personal belief is that we should have done exactly what Brian mentioned when he began. We know perfectly well that if we had created a show to complement Democracy Now! Several years ago, that would be supporting widening audiences at all the stations and raising all boats at once. But that didn't happen because of beliefs within management about how the local station should be run. And similarly, we now that we're looking at the portable people meter figures, we're beginning to see that in some cases
point
the audiences
order.
That
point
we're...
Point of order.
Point of order. I think we're getting a little bit away from the budget.
We're on the budget.
Yeah. With all due respect,
yes,
Rob,
it's on the budget.
The importance of it, but my point of order is that we need to stick to the numbers for this discussion.
If we don't begin doing something to increase audiences, to raise revenues as a foundation, the situation is not going to get better.
Okay, Rob.
And the budgets have to reflect that.
Okay. I'm just going to say again that Brian said in his opening remarks the framework and measurement standards for all of the budgets for the 7 component parts were proven revenue, cuts, are they achievable, a one-month surplus, and looking at also days of fundraising and putting a cap on 60. So we're dealing with the WBAI budget. Again, Brian, the motion on the floor. George has his call the question hand up, or no?
The recommendation from the NFC.
The recommendation from the NFC.
Recommendation.
The recommendation from the NFC is for the National Board, follow me on the nuance here, not to approve the budget, which we believe is flawed, but to ask WBAI to implement all the cuts in this version of the budget and start identifying places they can make further cuts if they have to. It's a plan. It's not a budget. I don't think I would be doing diligence if I told you this was a good budget. I think it is a tremendous effort at a really, really difficult situation, and I don't want to discount that at all. But this is what I felt good about putting before the NFC and what we're recommending to you. Require WBAI to impose all spending cuts in the current version, 8.2 of the fiscal year 2009 budget. Require WBAI management to identify additional cuts that can be implemented if WBAI underperforms its budget, and direct the national office to conduct a monthly and quarterly review of WBAI's financial performance.
Okay. All right. Yes.
I'm sorry. I just want to see that my minutes are correct. I had understood, and perhaps I was wrong in this, that there was the presentation about the budget, and before all the discussion and the voting, the public comment was going to happen so that their input could be weighed in.
Okay.
Have I got that wrong? Should I change the minutes accordingly to that? Because we're having the discussion.
All right. I'm going to allow public comment, even though we didn't do it for any of the other budgets. I was going to do it after the budget was approved. I'm willing to do the public comment before approval. George had his hand up. George, into the mic.
Before you made this motion, we had approved reviewing things at the end of November. Would you find that to be sufficient in terms of reviewing BAI's budget?
That was a directive to the National Finance Committee. I believe on WBAI particularly, you need extra attention from staff. And this is a directive to staff.
So you want to keep it as every month between now and then?
Yeah. We just don't have the money to cover losses. If any of the assumptions in this budget, and we can go back and forth, but we can probably agree that there are some shaky ones here. There are some speculative ones. We might disagree about how much. If any of these assumptions don't pan out, we simply don't have the money on hand to cover the loss. We need to make immediate corrections.
So this is, and you want to do it month by month, basically?
Yeah.
And the NFC will participate in doing that, I presume?
Yep.
Okay. Just wanted to get that clear. I did want to offer an amendment to this, which is to accept the proposals from the LSB, which seem to me to be, well, likely to generate significant income. The one from for $4,500, you can get an ad which has shown it was capable of raising $40,000. That seems like a very good margin to me. So I think that $4,500 expense should be put back in the budget. And this was, I gather, a request from the local LSB. And the other thing was the mail fund drive, which wasn't done last year, but it had some success the previous year, I gathered. And so I don't see any reason why that shouldn't be there also. It didn't seem to me like that was a loss. That it didn't happen to happen last year doesn't mean that it's not a proven method of actually raising money. So anyway, that was the amendment I wanted to make.
Brian, and then
it needs a second if I have one.
Oh.
The concern.
Wait a minute. Who seconded?
Ray.
No, that's great.
Appreciate the support from the crowd.
Brian, Jamie.
The concern,
Karen,
from the National Finance Committee is that the request from the LSB. Excuse me. The concern from the National Finance Committee was that the request from the LSB was not only to add those revenues, which I think we all agree WBAI should shoot for, right? But to then take the corresponding amount of money added to the bottom line and put it back into salaries, reducing the bottom line, taking everything above $100,000, so plus the I don't know, about $82,000 net that would add that to the $140,000, and then take $120,000 and reduce it from staff cuts. The budget already shows revenue going up in the budget year at a station where it's gone down every year. When you factor out the decrease in the CPP grant, which is something we have no control over, we think some of these new revenue strategies will work. I don't think a magazine ad or a mail campaign that performed well in 2006 is going to perform as well today. Remember, that's before the housing bubble collapse. to any 2006 numbers. I do think you can probably make net revenue on it. The concern is what's prudent here. If you stack a budget with new revenues that haven't been delivered in the prior year and then spend on the assumption that they're all going to be there, you're going to get yourself into trouble. It's how the whole network's gotten itself into trouble before. So if WBAI wants to show that revenue, that's reasonable if it's their plan to pursue those, but it has to be offset by an increased surplus on the bottom line. It can't go back into the salaries.
Okay. I still want to make the amendment. It seems like this is basically proven revenues, which you sort of don't want them to use to prevent offsetting the cuts, but I mean that's a separate matter, and they can't do it if we don't allow them to spend the money on that. I assume that that's the case, that they can't do it unless we actually put it back at those specific things back in the budget. So you could just do it anyway.
Yeah, okay. I didn't call on you to call.
I withdraw the amendment.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have a second? I mean, we have a second. Okay, fine. So let's discuss it then.
Nia, Jamie, Carolyn, Yosh, and Bonnie.
Okay, if I understood you correctly, Brian, you're saying that for those additional revenue items to be added, there has to be recent history, like 2007? Did I hear you correctly?
It has to be demonstrated, and in this case, if it's not
I'm
shown,
sorry?
It has to be demonstrated. So, if it's not shown in the prior year, we want support. So, we've heard reference to a magazine campaign that worked, but we've never seen a spreadsheet for it. Same thing for a direct mail campaign. Like, we haven't gotten anything beyond a sentence saying we did it in 2006; it was pretty good.
Okay. Now, in terms of what was I getting ready to say? I got distracted right there. Just one second. In terms of the community events, I think Nicole left, that the David Rothenberg, that could not be increased by what it is, $20,000 or whatever that was? 27%? Now, I could tell you, since I live in New York, my heart beats in New York, I listen to David Rothenberg. And if the price of the tickets go up, it will sell. David sells his tickets. So I think, you know, Tony's a new manager. And
On Rothenberg, let me just clarify. Nicole raised that concern. That was not one of the concerns listed by the committee or accounted for in its numbers, because everyone in New York seems to agree that that's achievable.
These numbers are too small. Did that number go up on these sheets of paper?
On your budget, it is a 27% increase. That's not one of the things the Finance Committee is challenging, although the National Office is.
Okay. So that should be increased. But additionally, I think,
it is increased in the budget.
Right. Okay. Yeah. From K, we have a new manager. I know that there were cuts in K, but the same way we allowed that manager, I guess, whatever new initiatives that he had to make, I think we need to accord the same sensitivity to Tony, because he's a new manager. And at BAI, I don't know if you're aware of it, but for the past 5 years, we haven't had stable management. So, like Nicole was saying earlier, the way we try to support our managers throughout the entire network, I think that he, too, needs to be supported. And not because it's my signal area. I'm just saying it because I think it's fair. And give him an opportunity. If we want to revisit this at another time, then let's do that. But at least give him an opportunity to try what he thinks might work. I think that's the only fair thing to do. So I ask my fellow board members, if you could please, let's put whatever aside and just open your hearts and minds to that concept and support what he has to say.
Brian.
Well, I just want to clarify, we want WBAI to try these fundraising techniques, and we want them to work. What we're nervous about is spending as if you can count on them, because that's gotten us into trouble before. And if you're going to draw a comparison to KPFK,
please, I don't need any more friends.
I just want to point out, this is a station that's cutting 500,000 in salaries and related versus an annualized amount of 420 at WBAI if you take out the severance package. And it's a station that's showing a bottom line of 245,000 versus 140 under the current budget scenario at BAI. And KPFK isn't increasing revenue on any line except $50,000 in car donations. At WBAI, we're seeing it go up pretty much across the board except listener support. So I don't think we're doing KPFK any favors here. I think management has been much more aggressive in its budgeting there.
And I wouldn't mind if you did them a favor. But is there proof for the donated car donations for 07, for the 07 budget?
No. They showed us a spreadsheet producing a trend that they...
That they believe that
yeah.
they could do.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's enough. Jamie, Carolyn, Yosh, and Bonnie.
Hi. Thanks. Let's see. I have two comments to make. The first is about the budget in general. You know, I believe that BAI's situation with its current revenue-raising capacity and also its fixed costs, you know, it is in a very tough situation. In order to make a really solid budget that we think is not going to come out with a deficit, you have to ask yourself, well, how many staff are going to be laid off to achieve this goal? It's much tougher to do this at BAI than at even at KPFK, given that we have fewer staff to start with, and we have higher fixed costs. And then I also wanted to speak to the amendment by George, which is to add back into the budget $40,000 for a ad campaign in the nation and $50,000 for mail drive income, and then take the profits for that and put that into salary and related. And also the LSB wanted to cut down the overall surplus at the end and put $40,000 of that into salary and related. I didn't support that motion from the LSB. Basically, my concerns are the same as Brian's. If you take every revenue line, save listener support, major donor, and CPB, and you add all those revenue lines up in the 2009 budget, and you include the $40,000 from the ad campaign and $50,000 from mail drop, you get a number that's $230,000 higher than the revenue that came in on all those combined lines in the last 12 months summary. So I do believe we can make some money in these campaigns, and we probably, with a lot of effort, we can make more revenue than we made last year on those lines. I'm not convinced that we can make $230,000 more. You know, we'd have to see, is there a year in a past? Yes, there is a year in a past when we've done the advertising campaign, and there's a year in the past we did the mail drive. But is there a year in the past when we did the ad campaign, the mail drop, and we did more Rothenberg money and more other grant money all at the same time? You know, I don't know that there is. So I don't know how to parse out these income lines. But I was the reason why I didn't support this motion is not because I don't believe we can make money through mail drops or advertising campaign in the nation, but because I was basically uncomfortable with the effect adding those back in had on the total revenue from all the income lines, save listener support, major donor, and CPB.
Okay.
So I would say that Brian's approach is the correct one. If people do want to add income on there, you know, okay, but don't take that income and then add it back into salaries. The way that should reflect on the budget is to give us a larger surplus. Thanks.
Thank you, Jamie. Carolyn, Yosh, and Bonnie.
Thank you. I'm back at the question of legal fees, and I'd like to make a motion. Pardon?
Everybody's groaning.
Everybody's groaning. What motion is on the floor, please?
On the budget.
Is the budget motion on the floor, Carolyn?
The entire budget. When is the appropriate time to bring a motion regarding specific aspect of the budget? A motion regarding.
I'm not sure, but let's take it up after we get through this, okay? And then, then let me decide afterwards. Margaret?
All right, I'll wait for you.
Oh, I'm not calling. Well, I'll call on you. All right. Not now, though. Carolyn, let's try it a little bit later.
Just a point of information. We're discussing the amendment, right, at this point. Okay.
I have Yosh, Bonnie, and Margaret.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure whether you will rule this amendment to George's amendment out of order or not, but if you will indulge me.
George may.
If George and the chair will indulge me, I'd just like to get it out, and then if you want to rule it out of order, then that's fine.
Well, why don't I rule it out of order before you do it?
No, I don't. Free speech. Free speech.
Right. I don't know.
Further, that the line item budget item in WBAI's administrative expense for professional services legal in the fiscal years ending 2008 and 2009 be moved from WBAI's expenses to the national office's expenses.
I think that we're going to discuss that afterwards because that's a policy decision, and I'm going to rule it out of order. Thank you, Yosh.
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair on that.
Okay. The ruling of the chair has been challenged. Mary?
It's up or down.
Up or down.
Can we speak to that?
Brian?
I just want to be clear. Dan raised concerns about one lawsuit being in contention between local and national. You've actually got multiples that are being billed to that line, one of which I think there's no question that it was locally generated. So
up or down, the ruling of the chair has been challenged. Thank you, Brian.
All right. This vote is to a vote of yes, oppose the ruling of the chair. A vote of no will overrule the ruling of the chair. So the chair's ruling be upheld. All right, Grace Herron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes, you can't take the whole white
night. Evelyn Bethune.
Support the chair.
Yes. Yes, if you wish to support the chair. No, if you wish to overturn the rule. Carolyn Burden?
No.
A.C. Byrd? Kathy Davis? Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane, I believe, is not with us.
He is with us.
Oh, he is. Okay, I can't see, and I didn't.
Ambrose is very quiet.
I wouldn't know.
He said yes.
He said yes. Thank you. Efian Mangaza?
Yes.
And I understand still that Mike Martin is not present.
She hasn't come in yet.
Thank you. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sar Vandala?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
You said no?
Yep.
Rob Robinson?
Yes, I support the chair.
Jamie Ross? Jamie Ross.
He's out of the room.
All right, I will come back to Jamie. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Pass?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yoshi Omanaka?
Based upon additional comments from Brian Edwards Tickert, I will sustain the chair.
Sustain the chair. Thank you. All right, Grace. Thank you. That's a vote to yes. Grace Herron?
Yes.
And Kathy Davis had passed, but she. We have two people. Okay, Ephian Mongaza, you had passed.
Yes.
You now vote yes. Jamie Ross.
Not back.
Yet?
It's okay. The motion. I mean, the chair's ruling is upheld. Okay.
Well,
There are 13 yes and present, so these two people, doesn't appear that their
excuse
votes
me.
Would change the outcome. So,
right. AC.
I'm here.
Oh, AC, okay.
Have voted,
well,
yes.
You had voted, okay, so I'm sorry, you had
yes,
passed,
yes,
and
yes.
You are now here. All right.
Okay.
And you are voting yes?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, then it's 14 yes.
Okay.
And one, two, three no's. And
one abstention.
I think there's one abstention here.
Okay.
No, there are. I think it's one that I'm looking
right.
at.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's move on to the stack on George's amendment. Bonnie and is next, and then Margaret.
I apologize. Maybe I was just out of the room before, but can I just have a short explanation again about the magazine ad that everybody keeps talking about? And I'm sorry, I must have been outside when it came up.
There may be someone who can explain like the content of it better than I, because I've only seen it one time. But there was a full-page ad that was run at least twice. Originally, it was set up where it was going to run every 2 months or something like that in the nation. And it offered a premium, which I think this time, don't ask me to explain it, but it's called Kick-Ass. And it's like a full-page ad about WBAI, and it's got the premium there, and it, you know, it drew a lot of response. We got people doing direct mailing, directly mailing us money supporting WBAI, and of course they still get a little something out of it. But it was a full-page ad in the nation.
I see. In that case, I could understand and would support you wanting to take a shot at doing that again, although I suspect we're all a little shy on some of this because we know that the financial picture is so different for everybody now than it may have been the way that people were feeling 2 years ago. However, I agree with what Brian was saying and the Finance Committee that you can't book it so that you can prevent other cuts. It would not make sense to me to be able to book that on the budget and not make cuts that you were making because it would enhance that bottom line. Could I just find out a little bit? I'm looking at your proposed fund drive days. So we're at 90 and a half. Is that correct, what you're proposing for the next year?
I think that's right.
And when is the fund drive for the now? That are you in it now? Or
yeah, we're in it now. So only I think five of those days end up in the next fiscal. Four.
So it'll end
October 4th or 5th.
October 4th or 5th, but you will be back in fund drive less than 2 months later in December?
There's one in December that's I don't remember. You have to look.
Well,
I don't remember.
I mean, what
it's
showing,
it's
showing 12 days.
12 days.
And that's your traditional fund drive on the air in December?
No, but our fall drive has always been in October rather than September. I think everybody moved forward at the advice of the national office earlier this year. And so that leaves a much wider opening between what was the fall fund drive and then the winter drive. So there's about a month larger gap there than there used to be.
I think that the idea of doing traditional fund drive in December is chancy. Although I think when I asked about this on one of the finance calls, had WBAI had some experience with December fund drives? I don't think that we have at KPFA.
No, we hadn't been doing it, and it's not strictly as on the same kind of fund drive that we normally do. It would be more geared towards being able to provide both holiday gifts for people and also year-end giving for tax purposes. So we're going to work around those two things.
So you would be able to provide premiums to people within 2 weeks of a fund drive ending?
Yeah, that's why I say it's different. It's not the same. This same. You know, we would be thinking of just a very limited premium base instead of the normal 25 or 50 that we might have 4 or 5 that are already in hand.
I'm not quite sure where I'm going with it. I'm just very, very concerned about the idea of 90 days.
Yeah, that's appropriate. In fact, the earlier budget, which they rejected, I think was actually close to 105, so we actually cut down.
I ask just how many days would there be this year?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I can't tell you. But it's up in that same area, you know.
I see.
One thing I have found, and this is just a side note, but when we went back and we looked at all the days, I noticed it because PFW had brought up, I think, that you raise more money on the weekends. On the weekend days, you have a higher average, and T also.
Yeah, a much larger audience.
Yeah, ours is just the opposite, so that we raise about half as much on a weekend day as we do on a weekday, 16 versus close to 30. And so when I reduced the days, I purposely set up the drive so that we cut the weekends off wherever possible and stuck with the weekdays. So we should actually even have a higher net on those days, a higher gross, excuse me.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, next I have Margaret.
Yeah, I have a question for both Mike and also for... Tony, I'm sorry, it's getting late. I wanted to understand clearly what would be the implications of the board in practice if the board moves forward with your recommendation not to pass the budget today. And also I want to understand the relationship between, if there is one, of not passing a budget and WBAI being able to move forward with the proposals that they have for, you know, bringing in revenue. And it'll be good to get some feedback from Tony as well on this.
Well, I think a budget is a guide. This is not written in blood or set in stone. So I don't think anything under either scenario where you approve this budget or pursued our recommendation would prevent WBAI, for instance, from placing that magazine ad, trying to make that money, or doing that direct mail campaign. I'm sure, for instance, on the direct mail campaign, they're not going to do worse than breaking even. It's not going to have a negative impact on their financial position. From a policy point of view, the implications of what we're asking you to do is that you accept the cuts in this budget and require that they be implemented, but that you submit the station to stricter oversight. The reason...
What does that mean in practice?
More frequent and more intense review of their performance to see if more cuts are necessary.
Like how frequent?
Monthly. Yeah. The reason I'm doing this, when I approach budgets, the question I ask myself is, can I, as a fiduciary, having done due diligence, in good faith, attach my name to this document? And while I think this document represents the best efforts, and not just the best efforts, heroic efforts, to address the situation at WBAI to date, it's not yet something in whole that I'm comfortable attaching my name to in good faith. I do think it represents progress, and we should take what's good in that, and that's where we're coming from with this recommendation.
Tony.
I'm not on the board, but I think the motion is flawed. I don't think that you can pass expense cuts without making a reference to a specific budget. So I think at some point you have to choose to vote a specific budget. That having been said, this is not the budget that we submitted. It's not the one that we wanted. It's the one that we hammered out with everybody, and I think at some point people are just going to have to vote this up or down, and if you voted up, you voted up. If you voted down, then we've got to sit down and decide what the next budget is, because we can't really go into the year without having a budget. That having been said, you know, this is the one that came from the NFC. This is the one I think you should consider as the base, and then whatever other kinds of changes, whether they're what the LSB suggested, modifications of what the LSB suggested, or something else altogether, some further cuts, as you would feel comfortable with, they should come in the form of amendments, and they should be voted up or down, and we should leave here with a clear decision as to what's going to happen.
I would just add, I think the practical impact of either scenario is more or less the same.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Point of information. We are discussing, sort of. We're discussing the amendment and the budget.
Sorry. Can I just finish?
You can. I was just going to ask if you were finished, and if you are, then Doc has a question.
Okay, yeah. Then my question then is if it would be helpful we're kind of in a bind, and I'd like for us to move forward because we still have D.C. and other business to take care of. And I'm wondering if it would be useful to say we will pass the budget, but that we want a monthly, just like we, you know, how we have the November thing for everybody, but that we have a monthly assessment and adjustment in relation to WBAI. Will that help us out of this impasse? Because I just feel we're stuck.
Brian, we're asking Brian now, not Tony, because Tony's the general manager and he has a different interest in the response.
Yeah. So.
I think if you approved the budget and additionally asked management to identify further cuts they can make if necessary, and in addition asked for the same oversight we've asked for, which is monthly and quarterly review of WBAI's financial performance at the national office level, it will have exactly the same practical effect.
It'll have the same practical effect, are you saying, as the recommendation now from the committee?
Yeah, I think it would have the same impact on spending and oversight.
All right. Margaret, are you done? Yep. Doc is going to speak next.
Yes, I'd like to move a motion, but I don't know if it's appropriate, reflecting hopefully something that could get us out of this impasse.
Okay. I want Doc to comment. Tony, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just did. So, and I apologize for that, but I did want Doc to have the opportunity to talk. And as you can see, we're not done talking. So.
We currently have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, an amendment.
Right. Yeah. And an amendment, I think. And an amendment.
So we're talking about amendment.
The amendment is George's. I'm trying to make sure I know where we are.
The discussion is shifting back and forth, addressing both things on the floor, but what we are really about to vote on, I hope, or not, is George's amendment.
Okay.
So I call the question on that.
That's what I was getting ready.
Okay.
I was
so going
to call the question.
The question on the amendment.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Is there objection to calling the question on the amendment put forward by George, who is going to repeat it now?
Public comment before the vote.
On the amendment?
Point of information?
Margaret.
Ms. Chair, can I amend an amendment?
Yes.
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 Well, in that case, and maybe George and others to see if we could consider.
It's not my pen.
Passing right. That the amendment would be passing the budget, with the caveat to include that there will be monthly review and adjustments in the budget at WBAI and will allow for WBAI to move forward with whatever it,
let me speak to that.
Your part of it was. Would that
it's not that's
help
not
us?
Really an amendment to my amendment.
Not an
it's
amendment.
It's really what I think the procedure should be is
I think George's amendment he was just about ready to read.
Can I speak to how to handle what Margaret's trying to handle? The proposal that was put forth from the committee was not to approve the budget, but to put the sort of budget process in kind of a constant review. And the suggestion from Tony was, please, give me a budget that I can work with to start with, which, frankly, I support. So whatever we do on this amendment, I'll introduce a substitute motion for Brian's, which will basically approve.
George.
No, please, I'm just trying to explain how you can handle the conflict.
George, would you, what I actually would love you to do, because I know you're going to come back to respond to the other stuff.
Okay.
Would you please repeat your amendment, then we're going to take public comment, then you're going to repeat it again, then we're going to go through the process of voting. How's that?
That's
okay?
Fine.
Thank you.
So the amendment was to include in the budget, as we have it here, expenses for and expected income from a mail drop and an ad in the Nation. That's it. I mean, those or other magazines. Basically the mail drop and ad.
Point of information.
Yeah.
I just need clarification. In adding those back into the budget, are we adding them with the changes to the bottom line that were suggested by the WBAI LSB?
They would add to the bottom line the fact that we already have in the motion that we're not going to, there'll be no reduction in the number of cutbacks. In fact, we're asking for more. That's already part of the main motion. It's really not an issue as to whether extra income is somehow going to be used that way.
So it's add the revenue but don't spend it.
You can spend it other ways.
Add the net but don't use it to restore cuts. Yeah.
You're reading this one? Yeah.
I'll explain that again.
Okay.
It doesn't change the stricture to keep the cuts to what they are.
So... I don't know how there could be more PMB comments on George's motion, but one last glance. Okay.
This was as was done in 2006.